They'll drop the puck at center ice with 6 seconds left. And those seconds will be whittled away as tempers begin to flare. Ian Moore being pulled away as he and Ben Hutton are engaged with one another. Jeffrey Biel has had his helmet taken off. Korzak and Washi separate somewhat violently. Howden gets one last shove from Ian Moore as everyone will pick up their equipment. And the final score in Game 1 tonight at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. The Vegas Golden Knights 3 and the Anaheim Ducks 1. The Ducks with a valiant effort to say the least. They outshoot Vegas. I think they outplayed them, Emerson Edom.
Oh, 100%. I'm still shocked. Just the simple fact that when I look up at the Jumbotron and I see that score of Vegas with 3, Anaheim with 1, it just doesn't seem real, right? I mean, to your point, the Anaheim Ducks, they had the better start. They were the better team early on. Even the later portions of the game, I mean, that last sequence, even then, they were behind. Just the sheer execution, the heads-up playmaking, and all I got to say, Johnny, is the Anaheim Ducks, they can't get discouraged here. They got to come back in Game 2 and really play the same way. I think the difference makers are going to be, we talked about Cutter Gauthier and maybe needing more of his presence felt, but the same's got to be the case for the Anaheim Ducks fourth line. They were magical in knowing their roles and coming out with a game plan and executing on it. But yeah, I'd say that the Anaheim Ducks, the top players, need to maybe show up more, create a little bit more high danger scoring chances, and then maybe we wouldn't even be talking about this if Jackson Lacombe finished on that point-blank opportunity. I think we're going to talk about that up until puck drop here coming up in Game 2.
A lot to like from the Ducks tonight. A 34-22 shot advantage. They failed for the first time in the postseason to convert on the power play. They had 4-man advantages in the game. They come up empty there. That's probably going to go a long way in this as we kind of rehashed this one down the stretch, but Anaheim played well. They got a good goaltending performance from Lucas Dostal. He makes 19 saves on the 21 shots that he faced. The Ducks were in this one all the way. They had it tied late in the hockey game, but the Vegas Golden Knights would have an answer just over a minute later, and then the empty net goal, and they get the win tonight by a final score of 3-1, and they take a 1-0 lead in the best of 7 series. Anaheim Ducks hockey on the Ducks Radio Network is brought to you by UCI Health, by Mercury Insurance, by Western National Property Management, and by Yamava Resort and Casino. Stay tuned. Alexis Downey will be back with the post-game show. She'll be joined by Emerson Edom. Our thanks to Ray Ragel, our on-site engineer here in Vegas this evening. And Yair Mendoza back at Skyview as well. Once again, the final score, the Vegas Golden Knights 3 and the Anaheim Ducks 1. Vegas leads the series 1-0. Game 3 Wednesday night at 6:30 back here at T-Mobile. You're listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Bracket got busted in round one? Missed your chance? With the Stanley Cup Playoff Second Chance Bracket presented by Expedia. And take another shot at predicting this year's playoffs. You could win $1,000 to NHL Shop. Can you predict who goes on and who goes home? From 8 contenders to the one who lifts the cup.
Pasta scores!
What's up, boys? Hey.
Sign up today at NHL.com/bracket.
5 seconds of summer are back. See them live in concert. 5 seconds of summer. Everyone's a Star World Tour. Playing songs off their new album, including Not Okay. Live at Honda Center Saturday, June 27th. Plus special guests. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. 5 seconds of summer. The brand new album, Everyone's a Star, is available everywhere now. For more, visit 5sauce.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
You did it again. You made us number one in USA Today's 10 Best for the third year in a row. You voted Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel the best casino outside of Las Vegas for the third time. And Yamaba Resort grabbed a first-time win as the best casino hotel. Enjoy the winning atmosphere at one of more than 150 gaming tables, more than 7,400 slot machines, and five high-limit rooms. That's not all. Grab a bite at the Pines Modern Steakhouse, voted the best casino restaurant for the third year in a row. You in? Details at Yamaba.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Enhance your game day experience with the Honda Center and Ducks mobile app. Make your visits to Honda Center seamless with ticket management, mobile food and drink ordering, interactive arena maps, and exclusive fan loyalty rewards. Stay connected to the Ducks with real-time game updates, video highlights, breaking news, stats, and more. Download the Honda Center Ducks app free in your app store now.
Hey, Ducks fans! If you're looking for your next apartment home, scoring your dream apartment has never been easier. With over 165 communities throughout Orange County, the Inland Empire, Ventura, and LA, Western National Property Management and the Anaheim Ducks have you covered. DucksLiving.com, our new platform for finding your new apartment home.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Game one of round two is complete, and the Vegas Golden Knights take down the Anaheim Ducks by a final score of 3-1 at T-Mobile Arena tonight. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. We're also joined by Emerson Needham, who is in Vegas for this one. And Emmer, this was a game in which, as you and Johnny finished up saying, the Ducks were the better team. They had more chances overall, 34 shots for them compared to Vegas's 22. Why were they the ones not to come out on top in this game?
Alexis, great question. I'm asking myself the same thing. You can't put together a more perfect game without coming away with the victory than the Anaheim Ducks did tonight. It's as simple as that. And that's something that they should really take pride in. And look down and shrug their shoulders and just kind of have this woe is me mentality. And that's certainly not them. That's never been the case. Looking at the failed call on the non-icing, I mean, boy, we're going to be talking about that up until opening puck drop here in the upcoming game two, because, oh boy, that is something that there's going to be a lot of eyes on that call, Alexis.
So now that you got to see that replay again, was it icing in your mind before that Barbashev goal that would be the game winner?
I think so. I mean, it was a clear-cut win of a race for Jack Lacombe on that play. With that said, the only angle I saw was it was a little bit deeper from the top of the circles and even dot lane area. So I would like to get a second look. But from the view I saw, Boy, I would say it is more should have been called an icing than not, Alexis.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I saw as well. But I saw the overarching, I don't know what that would be, the game feed of it. But however, leading up to that, I mean, obviously we saw the reaction from head coach Joel Quenneville on the bench. He was irate, in your words, and usually he doesn't react that way unless he's very passionate about something, and he has plenty of games under his belt to know in scenarios like this what he saw, of course. So yes, we will be talking about that, Emerson, but let's get it on to the game side of things and kind of go through what happened in this game here tonight, give you guys that are listening an idea of what transpired in Vegas on the ice tonight. So starting in the first for the Ducks, his seventh in all the games early in the game on Rasmus Anderson, who was out of the box on a breakaway.
Trouba into the Vegas zone, gets a shot through and a rebound off of Carter Hart, but that's brought back the other way, and now it's a break for Anderson as he comes out of the box, and the first save of the game for Lucas Dostal is a huge one. That was a breakaway as they found Anderson coming out of the box.
Rasmus Anderson, the addition from the Calgary Flames, and that was such a crucial stop for Lukáš Dostál and Emerson all throughout this game tonight. I mean, he went 19 for 21 in the net. I felt like he was really on his game.
No, he really was. It was a goaltending duel through and through. I mean, if it wasn't for the stellar play of Carter Hart, the Anaheim Ducks are ahead in this series, 1-0. And look, this is something that's going to be on their mind. How do we know we can get by the Vegas Golden Knights, the team, the forwards, the defense, getting on the inside a lot of the times and out skating them, out working them. I couldn't agree more with Leo Carlson, what he said earlier this morning post pregame skate. He just said, look, we got the speed advantage, and it definitely showed out there all game long. It just came down to the stellar play of Carter Hart. But yeah, if the Anaheim Ducks, if they had come out with a victory in this game, we would have been talking about that Lukáš Dostál save on Anderson there for up until opening puck drop there in game two.
He also made a number of saves late in the game in the third period that were pretty unbelievable. Some grade A chances in the slot for Vegas. And that's the kind of Lukáš Dostál we know he can be. So good to see that. A big point for this Ducks team, of course, but also playing better in front of him. That's something that Coach Q talked about heading into this one. So the Ducks were leading in the shots on goal department after the first period, 11-6. We moved into the second, and that's when we saw the first goal of the game. It was Brett Howden getting that goal for Vegas, 1-0 early in the first or in that second period. Also in that second period, Emerson, we talked about it during the intermission, but the missed opportunity by Jackson Lacombe, that, as you said, it's going to haunt him for a while.
Yeah, and look, kudos to the fact of recovering. I mean, he was the prime goal by the Anaheim Ducks, the lone goal there from Mikael Granlund, right? I mean, just playing super aggressive. He's one of the few, Alexis, that in my humble opinion, can have such a maybe a devastating hiccup, for lack of a better terms, and come back and be, you know, just great on that play in particular. But you're so spot on. He's a prideful individual, right? Anybody that is that good, certainly hard on themselves to a fault. Like, just the healthiest amount you could be hard on yourself. We know that he wants to not be a detriment to this team, but in every way possible, help this team out. So, yeah, I you're certainly right on that. We know he's feeling that one. But, you know, count on the guys sitting next to him in the dressing room right now to lift his spirits. And he'll be back better than ever, I know, in this upcoming game, too.
Yeah, that's a great point, Emerson. And we know, of course, from just watching, and you know also from the player perspective, of how important it is to just manage those emotions, especially in the playoffs. You're on the biggest stage in hockey, and to have an opportunity like that, you can only learn from it, really, and take what you've learned and get better, because you will have those moments. And for Jackson, this is his first postseason. He's been through a lot of big well, rather big tournaments this year, the Olympics and now the Stanley Cup playoffs. So we know that going forward, we can expect his very best. And that's what he gave us in the round one, too, with the Ducks against the Oilers. So we'll keep moving on from that. We won't spend too much time on it, but it was 1-0 after two periods of play up Vegas. The Ducks tied it up thanks to Mikhail Granlund in the third period, and it was actually Jackson Lacombe that started this play.
Carter Hart able to stop it, and he moves it quickly to the corner. Gauthier stops it there. Help from Poehling, who digs at it. Back to the line, John Carlson slides it over. Lacombe walks in, tries to go backhand, got the pass over, and Granlund scores! The Ducks have tied the game!
Mikhail Granlund's third goal of the postseason, but Emerson, it was Jackson Lacombe's mentality to attack the net there that all started that one.
Yeah, super high risk, high reward hockey, super quick and so aggressive there. How about him fending off pressure, keeping that puck to the outside, and just the patience. What he was trying to do was try to, not in Forsberg fashion with the release of the one hand, and actually Tarasenko with a beauty of a goal there in last night's game, in tight with that one-hand hook. So there was a goal in similar fashion scored in this playoffs, and he kept two hands on a stick. He was just trying to drive it home, and with two hands slide it home here, what would be near side from my vantage point. So it's just so cocky, so confident, and just he was rewarded for that high-risk opportunity as that puck made its way to the near side to Mikhail Granlund. And I'm just thinking back to the pickup here last offseason. I mean, where would this team be without the late heroics for Mikhail Granlund? I mean, so many late and big-time goals. That was no different. And unfortunately, it wasn't more of a difference in this game. But I tell you what, he continues to come up huge.
Yeah, Mikhail Granlund now 7 points in this postseason. Jackson Lacombe now 10 points with that helper on his goal. But not long after that, we mentioned it, that what we believe to be a missed icing led to Ivan Barbashev's goal, 2-1 at that point, and then one more goal in this game. It was an empty netter, and it was Mitch Marner that gets the credit there. The final score in Vegas, 3-1. Emerson, anything that you want to see differently from this Ducks team? On those opportunities, but maybe it's just also figuring out Carter Hart.
Yeah, and great question. I Johnny actually turned to me, I think, even prior to puck in this game, and he made a key point that how this team needs Beckett Seneca really humming and yeah, just producing, right? Getting on the score sheet more and more. I kind of piggybacked off his great point, and he just had this more of a pass-first mentality, and there was that cold streak at a certain point in this this past regular season where that's where he became the player that he wasn't at the coming out of the gates to start the season. He's been all shoot first, and then he goes into a spell where he's starting to move the puck along and dish a little bit more. So he's got to stop the bleeding within his own game and just make sure that he gets back into that shot first mentality. As soon as he does that, I have no doubt that he's going to find himself a lot on the score sheet moving forward.
Yeah, that's a great point. And we know just how good Beckett Seneca was in the regular season. 60 points for him. He only has 1 point in this postseason right now. And even going along with that, Emmer, we saw the changing of the lines late in the game, actually, as we saw Alex Killorn alongside Cutter Gauthier and Mikhail Granlund. So a little bit of shifting there. Maybe Coach Q looking to generate a little bit more.
Yeah, and you saw Jeffrey Viel there late switch lines. And so there's that belief in of guys, right? Whoever is going the hardest in that particular point in time, whether the good guys have the lead or not, as we get deeper into this Stanley Cup playoffs, staff, well, they're going to rely on guys a little bit more. I know that Joel Quenneville is notorious for wanting to keep his guys fresh and roll in the four lines. He's got a lot of trust in the guys currently in the lineup right now. But we all know as the talent level increases, as these teams moving forward get deeper and deeper, yes, the fresh legs are huge, but so are creating high danger scoring chances, Alexis. So it's going to be interesting how that balancing act really comes into fruition here moving forward.
All right, Emmer, will the team be practicing tomorrow? Do you have any insight on that end?
I think so, and here's why, Alexis. We're deep into the season. We're deep in the playoffs, right? You just don't know when this is all said and done, right? So I think it's my firm belief that you just try to take every opportunity possible to clean up the passing, to shore up any turnovers that were transpiring. Even a lot like the first game last series, even though the guys halfway through kind of started to come along, Leo Carlson, as good as he was as the game progressed, that puck was rolling off his stick. And so I think I'm more answering it as if I were the coach, but hey, in Joel Quenneville, we trust whatever he does. We know that that's going to be the right decision. So, I have a hunch that they will, but Coach Q, he's at the helm, so let's really trust his judgment.
As we always do. Thank you, Emmer, for joining us here on the post game. Look forward to the next one on Wednesday, and I'll be joining you guys for that one on Wednesday.
Looking forward to it. Alexis, good work here tonight. Look forward to Wednesday.
All right. And for those listening, stick around. We have more here on the post game show talking about this game one, round two matchup for the Ducks against the Vegas Golden Knights. We will be right back.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. For everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
She was the sister who went unnoticed.
A daffodil might look plain next to a lily, but on its own, there is much to be admired.
Now, her greatest chapter is yet to come.
The most important thing is to be yourself.
From the world of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice comes a new BritBox original drama.
Mary, you will flourish.
Based on the best-selling novel, The Other Bennet Sister. Now streaming only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Hey, Ducks fans! If you're looking for your next apartment home, scoring your dream apartment has never been easier. With over 165 communities throughout Orange County, the Inland Empire, Ventura, and L.A., Western National Property Management and the Anaheim Ducks have you covered. DucksLiving.com. Our new platform for finding your new apartment home.
Hey, Ducks fans. Smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Welcome back into the post-game show. The Ducks fall in Game 1 to the Vegas Golden Knights. Round 2 series, 3-1, the final score. I'm Alexis Downey here with you the rest of the way on our post-game coverage. Emerson Needham just shared with us some of his thoughts on how this night went, and I've been checking our text line, also checking social media, and I know that there is a lot of attention right now on that missed icing call. A lot of frustration, obviously, and in the moment, of course, we saw it from the entire coaching staff by the Ducks, but that sentiment is shared. I feel that frustration as well. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do at this point other than complain about the fact that it was an icing, and it led to a goal that changed the outcome of this game tonight. You can't have that in the National Hockey League. Not only that, you can't have that in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I probably am going to leave it at that. Don't want to say too much else other than I also believed it was an icing. I don't understand how you missed that one. And it's really unfortunate for the Ducks. But hey, I'm going to flip this on you guys that are listening. This is not the first time the Ducks were down in the series. Think back to the first series with the Edmonton Oilers. They did fall. Let's think about this as well. Also, this series looks night and day from the last series. I mean, the Oilers-Ducks series, the amount of goals, first of all, that was scored. The Ducks ended up with 26 in six games. And I mean, we saw the scoring on both sides, of course. But this was a completely different game tonight. As for the Anaheim Ducks, they really controlled this game tonight. I felt like they had the better puck possession. I agree to Emerson's point at the end of the game. Wanted to see them creating some better high danger chances and figure out Carter Hart, because he had a phenomenal night in net, 33 for 34 for Vegas. He's been very good for the Golden Knights since he joined the team and has been playing. John Tortorella now 12-2-1 since he took over as the Golden Knights coach. But I still liked this game by Anaheim. This team was better than the Golden Knights. And there were a lot of things that you can point to. Yes, there are a lot of things that also need cleaned up. It felt like the timing on some passes and just some awareness on the ice was a little off. I don't want to, maybe a little bit of hesitancy, trying to play a little too safe, a little too cute, as we'll say, with the puck at times. But I think that those are things that can easily be fixed by this Ducks team. Vegas did slow them down throughout this game. I felt like they did not give them much room. But on the flip side of that, I felt like the Ducks did really well defensively. The best chances that Vegas had was on their third period power play. Lukáš Dostál was phenomenal on that PK for the Ducks. He had a lot of pressure in front of him, made some big pad saves. So great to see Dostal in the form that we know he can be. As for the Ducks overall, just some little things that need fixed up. Also curious if they end up, as we were talking about, end up kind of switching the lines up as they were doing later in the game. I liked the trio of Gauthier, Killorn, and Granlund. I wouldn't mind seeing the three of them stay together. But you do need to keep the balance with the lines. And we know that McTavish was going last round because of Poehling, so keeping those together. But then where does Seneca fit in with this? And wanting to see more from Beckett Seneca, only 1 point in this postseason. So I think it's a little bit of a puzzle piece right now. But overall, I think for the Anaheim Ducks, you do have to be happy with the way they started this game. They were definitely dictating the pace. Really good start from Anaheim. I mean, that was an emphasis in game six last round, but also into this game tonight. So great on the Ducks to execute a bit more urgency, a little bit more at the net. Felt like they could have been creating a little bit more chaos, a little more traffic at times, looking for those secondary chances. There were some bounces off Carter Hart that Duck skaters weren't there for, you know, and then the final, we'll say 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Had Dostal pulled the extra attacker on the ice. The puck was just bouncing just wide, and it was a little bit of bad puck luck late in the game. So for Anaheim, just not able to figure out a way to bury on some of those chances tonight, and doesn't help when, you know, you get down because of that missed icing. So definitely some factors, and I feel like the majority of the factors in this game came in that third period. That's where that was the story of this game, was the way this third period ended. So if the Ducks are able to come out the way they did tonight in game two, but I want to see even more. I want to see a little more hunger from this team. And I think that this was kind of a feeling out game at points for the Ducks. So now they know what to expect from Vegas. And obviously, I do think Vegas has quite a bit more. I mean, they took a lot of penalties tonight. The Ducks 0 for 4 on the power play. That has to change. They were not winning faceoffs on the power play. That was resulting in a lot of clears. They didn't spend much time in the zone. It was not the power play we saw last round. They ended up with 5 shots on goal, but that was on 4 opportunities. So I want to see more from the power play, a little bit more movement. Vegas was not giving them any room on the ice. And like I said, they're clearing pucks. So I think that there are just some things that need fixed up after this first game. But it's about sending us your thoughts here on the post-game show. So let's get over to the text line now. And first text here, I feel that the controversial call costs us the game, that this is the game that we could and should have won. Yes, I do believe that to an extent because... And I know you guys are also frustrated, but it's a frustrating loss when the Ducks were the better team tonight. Also, another question here about that high AD. Would you have called icing there if you were a linesman? Well, yes, because I can see the play. And you know what? I do have a history, not as a hockey referee, but I was a soccer referee. So I understand that side of the game a little bit. So yes, I would have called icing because I think I would have seen it because, well, it was in the middle of the ice. Pretty easy to see. So, all right, we're gonna take a break here on the... A lot more text messages when we come back, so don't go too far. And if you want to send your thoughts into the post-game show, we'll keep talking about it here. 714-439-8422.
The best new cars. Honda. Make the best pre-owned cars. Honda Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. Get the best value with Honda Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. Honda backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty at your helpful Honda dealers. Plus, every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection and is reconditioned like new by factory-trained technicians with genuine parts. To save on certified pre-owned Hondas, search your local Honda dealer today.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday. Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Firm.com and Score Big, Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
California's number one casino just got better. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is now the only AAA 5-diamond rated casino hotel in the country. Become a Club Serrano member today and enjoy added perks like exclusive rewards at Monarch Beach Golf Links and Palms Casino Resort, Las Vegas. VIP at another casino? Trade up and take advantage of the Tier and Offer Match program at Yamava Resort and Casino. Voted number one casino outside of Vegas by Newsweek. Details at yamava.com. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
On the post-game show. The Golden Knights take down your Anaheim Ducks in Game 1 on the road at T-Mobile Arena. 3-1 the final score. As I mentioned earlier, the goal scorers for Vegas, Brett Howden, he now has a four-game goal streak. Then, of course, Ivan Barbashev and Mitch Marner. The lone Ducks goal scorer was Mikhail Granlund, assisted by Jackson Lacombe and John Carlson. That's John Carlson's sixth assist in the postseason. Also wanted to note a great stat here from NHL Stats. Jackson Lacombe became the fastest player in Ducks history to record 10 career playoff points with the who did it in 8 games in 1997. So great on Jackson Lacombe. A couple things in his game tonight I know he'll be thinking about, but we know he can bounce back. And he plays so many minutes for this Ducks team. He had over 28 minutes of time on ice tonight, which is by far the most. The second best behind him was John Carlson at just under 25 minutes. So just gives you an idea how much time he was on the ice tonight. We saw him all over the ice. The Ducks ended up winning the faceoff circle battle. Actually, let's take a look here, because this says they did, but this says they did not. So differentiating stats. Oh, here we go. We got the updated stats now. 49%. No, they did not, despite winning that most of the game. Best faceoff man tonight was Tim Washey. He was good all night long, ended up at 9-4. Really good at winning those draws. We know that. Leading in hits for the Ducks tonight, Jeffrey Viel had 8 of them, followed by Tim Washey, who had 6. The Ducks ended up with 37 hits in this game. We know how physical the playoffs get, and that's just been a part of this Ducks game. As for a couple other final points here, a lot of shots on goals in terms of just spread out through this Ducks lineup tonight, but leading the way there was Troy Terry, Jacob Trouba, and Leo Carlson. Each of them had 4 shots on goal for Anaheim, and unfortunate that they're not able to come away with the win. And what a night for Lukáš Dostal in the net. And that was one of our messages here on the text line. The silver lining, Dostal was brilliant in net tonight. Neither of those goals were his fault. I could see him come back with a vengeance in game 2. That's a great point. And yeah, like I said, I felt like he was at his best tonight, making some big saves, really active in the crease. You could see him tracking pucks well, not giving up rebounds, which we know that's one of his strengths generally, but felt like he was very, very into pucks, getting to positioning very quickly, pushing off well. So that was very evident in his game. And he was ready to go tonight. As for the Ducks, just as I mentioned, just a couple things that I feel that they need to clean up into the next game. So another text that we got here on the text line, Red from Buena Park said, the Ducks dominated possession tonight and were faster than the Golden Knights, but the power play was the deciding factor. The Ducks lost critical consecutive offensive zone faceoffs and couldn't maximize zone time. That has got to change next game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Ducks made some defenseman changes. Really would like to see Olin Zell Weger. You know, that is a great point. And there are a number of, you know, Ducks that have been skating and have not gotten into any of these playoff games. Olin Zellweger, one of those guys. And, you know, he's been around. He's been at every practice on the ice, eager to get on the ice and has been patient. I don't know about patiently, but he's been waiting his turn. And yeah, I'm not sure on that end if the coaching staff would make a drastic change like that. It sounds like Radko Gudas is likely going to play in this series. Sounds like he's doing well from what Coach Q said this morning. He's better than how he was the last time he attempted to return from this injury, this lower body injury. Ross Johnston sounds ready to go. We've seen Jansen Harkins on the ice too. So we know that the Ducks have the depth. And of course, they also called up, you know, a number of other guys. That's kind of what happens in the playoffs. You have that long list of players. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the coaching staff feels that they do need to make a change, especially defensively. As we know, Drew Helleson was the latest defenseman to draw into these games, and he ended the night with just over 8 minutes of ice time, which was the lowest for this Ducks team tonight. So just a couple factors. And then, of course, Tyson Hines, too, his D partner, 8:45, so a little bit more ice time for him. But you know, as you look at this series as a whole for the Anaheim Ducks, with Vegas. Vegas is just a different team, and Vegas played a Utah team that plays very similar to how the Ducks play. So they've already kind of had that experience of playing similar style against a Utah team. Although I think the Ducks, I mean, this team has so much speed, so much skill, a little different than Utah. And that's why the Ducks are in the second round. But I think that experience maybe going helping Vegas a little bit, but overall I still really did like this first game from Anaheim. Wish they could have found a way to close it out. You just have to turn the page, and that's what these players have talked about time and time again, especially the veterans. Going to be some frustration out of this game, but you get tomorrow, reset, and then you come back Wednesday and you're rejuvenated, ready to go for game two. That's what we saw from the Ducks in the last time in the first series against the Oilers, where they were able to get the game two win in Edmonton. So if the Ducks are able to split this home first two games and they come back to Honda Center with a tied series, I mean, obviously that's the most ideal scenario in this case. So we'll see if the Ducks are able to maintain that, fix up a couple of things, look a little more confident too. Like we got to get some more confidence in commanding of the puck, because just a little bit of timidness, and I think that led to some off timing tonight. And that confidence, as Emmer said, want to see it from Beckett Seneca. Let's get him going in game two and see how that can make a difference for this Ducks team. So as I mentioned, the final score tonight, 3-1. The Vegas Golden Knights take game one of this series, a 7-game series. Game two on Wednesday night in Vegas. Once again, it'll be a 6:30 puck drop because it's a national game. For those that maybe are only tuning in here on DuckStream, you can find us throughout the playoffs. As long as the Ducks are in the playoffs, we will have you covered here on DuckStream. However, the television side of things, it is all nationally broadcast from here on out. So just make sure to join us here on DuckStream. We got you covered. All right. Thank you for listening to the postgame show here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. The final score, as I mentioned, 3-1. Vegas gets game one. Make sure to join us back on Wednesday, 6 o'clock, the pregame show ahead of game two, and enjoy the rest of your night.